Hi, can I speak with Jones, please, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you today?
Doing all right, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Just so you know, here at Milestone, we finance businesses, and I'd like to provide you with some good insights so that you can make your business more profitable. And I have a lot of capital that I would like to make that available to you. Are you still at Cars Doctors LLC?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now, how long have you been there, Mr. Jones?
7 years.
Awesome. 7 years. Okay. So proprietor, I suppose?
What was that?
Are you the sole proprietor, I suppose, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this is a car shop, right?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. And your monthly revenue exceeds $10,000, I suppose, right, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, but I don't have any business bank statements right now.
You don't have any, Car Doctors is yours, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And,
so
something happened with my business account, and I had to close it. I reopened it, but I just reopened it, like, maybe, I don't know, a week.
A week ago. How long did you have it shut down for?
It was a couple of months. I just started using one of my other accounts. But that's it was one of my personal accounts that I had everything going to.
Okay, I get it. But listen, let me ask you this. Let's just say that you have been, even though that you had to shut down the place, you were still having income throughout those 2 months that the place was shut down, correct?
I still had it. I just didn't have it going to a business bank account.
Oh, all right, I understand. Now, I will inquire for you with one of my best underwriters, but provided that I can, because in this case, something similar happened to me with one of my clients, and the way that we were able to handle it was that we applied for the loan 2 months prior to the actual shutdown, because something similar happened. The only difference between you and the other person was that he opened up the business under a new name. So for 2 months, he was shut down with that name, with the previous name. And so what we did was we used the previous name, and we used all the bank statements for that. So we can do the same things for you, I suppose. I want to make sure that I can do that. So what I'm going to ask is, can we use, instead of, because we usually ask for last 3 months. So in your case, I will use, you said they shut it down for 2 months, so you probably have only up to
like June.
Exactly.
It happened in June. So I just can't, I mean, I still could get my money. So I really
right, no, I get it. And I'm going to ask that. But so from June, before June, you do have all the other months, right? You have June, you have May, you have April, March. You have all those, right?
I had to go to the bank and get it because, like I said, that account closed.
Right. Okay. But you will be able to provide that.
Yeah.
They didn't send them to you through your email? Because usually they do that. Right. Well, let's see if I can talk to my underwriter and if I can get all that taken care of. How much do you would you be needing, give or take?
It depends on what the terms are.
Let's just say that they are the most outstanding terms and the best rate. What would be the amount that you'll be looking to finance?
25 to 30, something like that.
All right, 25 to 30. Tell me, what is your average monthly income?
Probably 25 to 30.
Okay, very good. Okay, so that, for what
on
you're telling
month,
me, right, for
like
what
15.
You, for what you're telling me, everything is very feasible. So what I need to do is I need to get your email address so that I can send it to you.
Cars.
Uh-huh.
At cardoctorsbr.com.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got cars at what? I'm sorry?
car doctors, D as in boy, or as in Roger.com.
Doctors. You're car doctors, and you started breaking up. You said something about R as in Roger and what? The letter before.
Oh, D. D as in boy, or as in Roger.
Okay. At gmail.com?
What was that?
Was it gmail.com?
No, that's it. It's cars, that's C-A-R-S.
Yes.
At cardoctors and br.com.
Oh, okay, .com. All right, so it's cars at doctors, B-R, right?
No, it's the name, Car Doctors.
Okay, Car Doctors, B-R, the odd, where is the odd?
The
because I got Car Doctors.
Cars at cardoctorsbr.com.
Okay, there you go. Cars at cardoctorsbr.com, right? That's what it is.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay,
yes,
got it. So at cardoctorsbr.com, got it. Okay. And BR, I get it. Okay, very good. Okay, so I'm going to send that. I'm going to ask them what exactly it is, how we're going to proceed. But provided that we can do it, you do have that those bank statements available from June downwards, right? You do have it. You'll be able to get those for me if we're able to do it, correct?
Correct.
All right, awesome. And you want 25. And the best number to contact you at will be this one, ending with 2432, right?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, very good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to send you the app. Go ahead and fill it up. Send me those bank statements prior to that. I'm going to put on the notes here and see what they can do for you. And like I said, if it makes sense and we're able to do it, go ahead and pull the trigger, okay? Thank you, Mr. Jones. I really appreciate that. One last thing. Your last name is Jones, and your first name is Cornell, right? Mr. Jones? Sure.
It's Cordell Jones.
Okay, so your first name is Cordell, and then okay, got it. Okay, I'm going to put it together for you right now. Okay, thank you, Mr. Jones. I appreciate that. God bless, okay?
All right, thank you.
Fuck. Sammy, what were you saying? You were saying, I have to make sure that we can qualify this motherfucker. That's all.